Whoever has taqwa, God will make a way out for them. We're not supposed to pick and choose with the religion. We're not supposed to have a pet sin. Turn back to God. Worship Him the way He wants to be worshipped. That's the way God sees it. Once, and maybe some of you have heard the name of this individual, one of our senior scholars, his name was Ayatollah Haq Shinas, back in the day. Senior alim, a teacher of akhlaq. Once, a young man wrote him a letter, and this young man had written him from Tehran. He'd written from Tehran, now he gets a letter in Qom. He's written the Ayatollah. And he says, look, I'm in a really bad situation. I need some help. I need you to pray for me. I'm stuck. So the Ayatollah, because it's a young man writing from Tehran, I'm in Qom. He's found my address. He's asking specifically for dua. He went to the haram of Lady Masuma, and he really made dua, thinking that inshallah, Allah relieve this individual. What happened was, this is one of our special ulama, by the way, Ayatollah Haq Shinas, some of you have heard about him. He's one of our special ulama. Later, he had a dream, and in his dream, he sees that same young man who's written him that letter, who's asking him for help, and in the dream, the young man is doing, you guys call it latmiya, like in Farsi, they call it matam or sinazani, right? This guy is beating his chest in his dream, but there's no majlis going on. Just one guy over there beating his chest in his dream. So he goes over to the grand Ayatollah. Ayatollah Haq Shinas goes to Ayatollah Hujjah. He goes to Ayatollah Hujjah and he says, what does it mean if I see someone in their dream and they're struggling to the extent that they're over there and there's no majlis, they're beating their chest, what does that mean? Ayatollah Hujjah said, that means they're really going through some difficulty. This guy is really caught. So he says, okay, if that's the situation, again, he goes to really make dua. Oh Allah, open the doors for this young man. He's in trouble. Now what happened was, as I told you, this Ayatollah is one of our special ulama. Some of them have connections that you and I, we don't know about. He was told, Ayatollah Haq Shinas, was told, that young man doesn't pray. And until he prays, his thing's not going to be answered. Ayatollah Haq Shinas writes the young man, he goes back to the same address, writes him. He says that I've been told that you've got a problem, you're not praying. And because you're not praying, then you're dua isn't going to be answered. The young man writes back. He's in Tehran. He's never seen Ayatollah Haq Shinas. He doesn't know him personally. But Ayatollah Haq Shinas is one of those special ulama. He says, how did you know? He said, even my father doesn't know about this sin. He said, I go, I close the door. I fake like I'm praying. Nobody knows. The Ayatollah said, well, this is the problem. So sometimes, brothers and sisters, and this is a reminder for all of us, sometimes we've got a pet sin. Some area in our heart where we haven't submitted to God. We're not one with His system. We're not happy with Him. We're not obeying Him. And that sometimes stops us from experiencing God's best.